What's your purpose? Your why? Because at PNC Private Bank, we want to help you achieve it. We'll take care of the how, so just tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, October 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. For millions of Americans, open enrollment for company-provided health insurance begins in November. But an additional yet often overlooked option is a health savings account. An HSA can do all sorts of things to ease the financial burden of medical costs.
Allowable reimbursements are much broader than what insurance reimburses. The reimbursements can be anything that's allowed as a medical expense deduction by the IRS. It could be copays to drug costs, to acupuncture, contact lens solution, prosthetic limbs, a wig after chemotherapy, even Band-Aids and things like that.
But the benefits of HSAs go beyond just reimbursements. Coming up, our tax reporter Laura Saunders will have more on how HSAs work, including little-known but substantial tax benefits, and how you can reap the benefits of an HSA even if you never use the funds for medical expenses. That's after the break.
Think for a moment about your purpose, your why. It could be the thing that drives you, or the people who inspire you, the mark you wish to leave, or the legacy you've already built. At PNC Private Bank, we can help you work towards achieving that purpose for yourself and your loved ones every step of the way. We'll take care of the how. So just tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
When signing up for company-provided health insurance in November, you might come across the option to open a health savings account, or HSA. But an HSA's benefits as a savings tool is just one part of the equation. Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders joins us to discuss the significant tax benefits of signing up for an HSA. Laura, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
So first of all, Laura, I want to make sure we have all the basics covered here. What is a health savings account, and how do workers qualify for one?
Well, HSAs are tax-free savings accounts that are paired with qualified high-deductible health insurance plans. Many employers offer this coverage. Sometimes they even subsidize it, and individuals can purchase it as well, say if they have a Schedule C business or something like that. Now, the savings account part of it means that money goes in with a tax deduction, pre-tax, and it grows tax-free, and it can come out tax-free if it's used to cover unreimbursed medical expenses.
Now, why would someone consider signing up for one?
Well, think about the triple tax-free advantage, especially if your employer contributes part of the amount. The money is tax-free going in, it grows tax-free, and it's tax-free coming out if you use it for the right things. Allowable reimbursements are much broader than what insurance reimburses. The reimbursements can be anything that's allowed as a medical expense deduction by the IRS. It could be copays to drug costs, to acupuncture, contact lens solution, prosthetic limbs, a wig after chemotherapy, even Band-Aids and things like that. And so you could use this money for those expenses if you want to. And you could leave it in for 20 or 30 years. You could put it in when you're young and healthy and pay your expenses out of pocket yourself, and it could grow and grow and grow and come out to pay Medicare premiums and things like that. It also can be a rainy day fund. If you pay your medical expenses out of pocket, but you save all your receipts, maybe you need a few $1,000s tax-free sometime. You just ask for a reimbursement because you've got the receipts for the charges, even if the charges were 10 or 15 years ago.
Wow, it can go back that far.
It can go back to the beginning. And it can even be used after you die by your executor within a year.
Now, a lot of people have flexible spending accounts, or an FSA. How is a health savings account different from that?
An FSA is a flexible spending account, and you put pre-tax dollars into it, but it's use it or lose it. You have to use it, you know, in the year, and you have to submit receipts to your company, and they vet it, and then they pay you back. But if you don't use the money, it's gone. With HSAs, you could put in the money in, you know, 2015 and take it out in 2040 or something.
Is there anything else that HSAs cover?
Well, they can be claimed for Medicare Part B and Part D premiums, also for Medicare Advantage premiums. You can't use them for Medigap premiums, but they can also be claimed for COBRA premiums. Those are amounts that you pay for health coverage through a prior employer. So, you know, you could let these things build for a long time. If you leave your job and money is a little tight, you could withdraw the money for the COBRA premiums.
Now, you mentioned young adults a moment ago. A lot of young people remain on their parents' health insurance plan into their mid-20s. Could they open up an HSA while they're on their parents' plan?
Well, this is an amazing thing. As we all know, many young people who have gotten out of college are on their parents' plans till age 26. And if the parent has a qualifying insurance plan that allows HSAs, even if the parent has the parent's own HSA, the child can qualify for a family level HSA and put in nearly $8,000 a year next year. And this may even be a glitch in the law, but it's been in the law for 20 years. It's very clear. Fidelity and the other providers will open an HSA for your young adult child and allow them to start an HSA. It's quite amazing, and they're young, and they won't have a lot of expenses, so it gets them started on this kind of saving. The one thing is that the child can no longer be the parent's dependent. The child is still covered by the parent's plan, but the child is out and, you know, filing his own taxes and things like that.
Okay, and just to be clear, for this to work, a parent cannot list their young adult child as a dependent on their tax return, right?
Right. The parent can't list the child as a dependent on the tax return, and the child also has to be covered by the parent's insurance. This is very common, by the way.
And how about pitfalls with HSAs to watch out for?
Well, I think if you're not taking withdrawals to pay your current unreimbursed expenses, you really want to save all those receipts so that when you're ready for a withdrawal, you'll have the proof there. Now, it's important. This is not like a flexible spending account where you actually turn in the receipts. You don't have to turn in the receipts. You just say to the provider, I have $5,000 of covered expenses. Please send it to me. But you have to have the receipts to prove it if in case you're questioned or asked by the IRS.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Tech's most exclusive event is back in person. Join the Wall Street Journal for Tech Live at the Montage Laguna Beach, October 24th through the 26th. From expert-led masterclasses to innovative culinary experiences under the California stars, this is your chance to connect with an invitation-only group of peers ready for their next big venture. Welcome back to The Real Deal. Learn more at wsj.com/techlivepod.